Philippians chapter 3, if you would, please. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able. Philippians chapter 3, just verses 12 through 21 tonight. I'll read out loud, you follow along silently, and we'll begin in verse 12. It says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto have already attained, we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk also, so as ye have for us an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is their destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." The word reaching simply means stretching out, extending, attaining to, or gaining. I used this in the first part of the year as we outlined the theme for this 2023 of I Press Toward the Mark. If you remember, when Paul said there in verse 13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I made mention of that in one of the messages. Okay, I'm not going to give you a quiz and ask you which message it was, because I'd have to go back and look at it myself. All right, so that wouldn't be fair to you. And I'm the one that preached it, amen? But here's the thing. The truth is, that is what our mindset ought to be going into this next year. You understand that Paul was trying to help the Christians in Philippi realize that their life for Christ does matter. There is something to attain. There is something to gather. There is something to get. And once you get it, that doesn't mean you're done. That just means there's something else to attain. Okay? Did you notice later on he said, "Let us therefore," in verse 15, "as many as be perfect." That's not sinless perfection, everybody. Okay? That just means complete. All right? And I appreciate the folks coming up with the idea for our church anniversary, the level 2 complete, level 3 complete. You know, that just means we've actually finished something, which is great. You ought to finish a race. You ought to finish something you start. Those are wonderful things. But just because you finish doesn't mean you're done. Okay, doesn't mean you're done. And you have to understand that's what Paul's trying to say. He says, look, yes, you've completed these things. They are wonderful. But if you dwell on those past victories, then that's all you have. You're going to get bogged down. You're going to get cast aside. You're going to be left in the dust, if you will, because there's another race to be run. There's always something to move forward to. Listen, until we hear, Brother Darth's not even up here to help me, until you hear that trumpet sound, okay? Until you hear that, we're not done. Okay, we're not done. Or until you close your eyes and open them and see Jesus, until that happens, you're not done. So we need to continue to press toward the mark. We need to continue, as Paul said, and that's kind of what the message is about tonight, reaching forth unto those things which are before. That's what he's talking about. And so we've had some wonderful goals. Guess what? I'm going to have a bunch of new goals for this year. We reached many of the goals. Actually, all the ones that I actually settled something on, we actually reached all the goals that I had kind of wanted to reach for our church this year. Maybe with the exception of one or two little things, but, you know, don't make mountains out of molehills, right? But you understand, That's all great. And I could go into this next year saying, oh man, our church has done such a good job. We've finished a lot. We're doing well. And just rest back on that. But that's not how it ought to be. You know, there's another mountain to climb. There's another race to be run. There's other goals to reach. And we need to move forward, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Do you understand that until God says so, you and I both have lives to live for Christ? We have things to do for the Lord. There is something to accomplish, and that's before us. Remember when the Bible says that no man, right, that's plowing a field and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God? You understand that? What are you supposed to do when you're plowing? You're supposed to be looking forward. Okay, you know, those of us that are trying to teach young people how to drive, you don't have them looking back, right? I mean, where are they supposed to be looking? Forward, right? And quite a ways forward. I'm constantly trying to help Anna understand that the decision-making process in driving, you have to constantly be thinking about what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. And you got to decide, and you got to signal, and then you need to do. You know, you decide what you're going to do, where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, where you're going to turn, and then when it's time, you signal, so you let everybody else know what you're doing, and then you act on it. And if you don't act fast enough, you have to start the process over again. Because you missed your window of opportunity. Folks, don't miss your window of opportunity. Decide what we're going to accomplish. Signal, let everybody else know what you're doing, and then act upon it. It's just like driving class. How about that? Did you know the Christian life was like driving class? Amen. Yes, it is. And the number one rule of driving is avoid all the idiots out there that are driving too. Right? Yeah, that's number one rule. And that's exactly. I was looking for my pen earlier, and I found it. I set it down. Okay, I get distracted. You know that. Squirrel just drove by. By the way, pray for me. I just saw three squirrels today that I need to capture for the Lord's sake. All right. Where was I? All right. So here's what we're going to talk about tonight. And then we're going to do this quickly within 30 minutes time. And we're going to stay on track because there are snacks to be had. Okay. And that's a fantastic thing to look forward to. Reaching unto those things which are before. Okay. Now. So, first of all, reaching for the faith of the gospel. Take your Bibles and turn over to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Paul mentions this as he writes to the folks in Philippi earlier. You're just a few chapters away here. In verse 18, he starts out and says, "What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be my life, by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me, by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else I be absent and hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me." What's Paul saying here? He says that whether I'm there with you or not, I want to be there with you, and I want to encourage you and help you. And it's good for me to help disciple you and help to move you along in the Christian life. He says, but if I'm either there or I'm absent, he says, I want you to stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. He said, whatever happens in the times to come, whether I'm with you or I'm not with you, move forward for the faith of the gospel. Reach forward for the faith of the gospel. Folks, we've got something to accomplish. Have we seen people saved and baptized and added to the church this year? Yes, we have. Are there more that should be? Yes. I love what it says in Acts chapter 2. It says that God added daily to the church such as should be saved. Can I tell you something? God wants to add some more people in 2024 to Lighthouse Baptist Church. He does. And you know what? More than that, he wants to add some more people to his kingdom next year. Whether or not they ever attend here at this local church. You understand? I'm okay with that. I am. You know what? It's churches like ours that are soul-winning churches, Bible-preaching churches, that fill up other churches. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. You know why? Because they're getting saved. Now, would I rather them be here? Absolutely. And we're going to try to do that, aren't we not? But we need to be reaching forth for the faith of the gospel. You understand that our faith is not just to keep to ourselves, it's to be shared with others. Yeah. Hey, why do we grow in our faith? Why do we establish our faith? Why do we strengthen our faith? So that we can be stronger? So that we can be benefited? So that we can be a picture of Christian health and vitality? No. So that others can see it. And others can be saved. And others can see the shining light of our life. As Jesus told us to let your light so shine before men. Folks, we need to pursue and reach forth for the faith of the gospel. In Colossians, Paul wrote to the people in Colossae, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto all I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Hey, doesn't that kind of signify reaching forth for the faith of the gospel? Reaching forth to see other people saved this next year. As we reach forth to those things which are before, I'm telling you right now, folks, that there are going to be people that you're going to meet in 2024 that need Jesus Christ. I guarantee it. Okay? If by the end of 2024 you have not met anyone that needs Jesus Christ, you can come back to me for a refund. Okay? Yeah. Amen. Because I know you're going to meet someone that needs Jesus this next year. Will you be ready to share with them the gospel? Will you be ready to reach into your coat pocket? I should have put it in my other coat pocket. And get out a gospel tract. Take the time to open it up. And ask them. If you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you would go to heaven? Are you willing to open up this gospel tract and share with them that all have sinned, that sin has a penalty, Jesus Christ has paid for that penalty, and believe on Jesus today and ask the Lord to save you, and you can. Or maybe you'd be willing to say, hey, you know what? Let me tell you about the day that I met Jesus. And you give your own personal testimony. And as you rehearse those things, you're strengthening your own faith. As you're sharing the gospel, you're strengthening your own faith so that you can share your faith with more and more people. Hey, let me tell you something. Those of you that have ever shared the gospel with someone, was it easier the second time you shared the gospel with someone? And the third time? And the fourth time? And the fifth time. You know what? It's so easy for me now. I don't even have to have a paper. And that's great. It's okay to have a paper. But you know, there ought to be a point where you just know it. And it's in you so much that you could just stop anybody on the street, anybody out in a parking lot, anybody out there at Walmart, et cetera, wherever you go, and tell them about your Savior. You know why? Because we're reaching forward. We're reaching forth to those things which are before. There are people out there that need salvation. In Hebrews chapter 12, Paul likens it unto a race. He says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be reaching forth for that prize, right? That's what Paul says. He tells us that we're supposed to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Jude, in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, he says, there's only one chapter. "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith." What does it mean to you when you say you're contending for something? You're going after it, right? You're reaching forth unto those things which are before. In Romans 1:16 and 17, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." You understand that that's how it goes. And then he says, "And as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Hey, what is one of the ways we can pass on the light of a candle to another candle? Right? Light the candle. And you pass, and you keep going. Hey, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. We get to share our faith with other people. And as we enter into 2024, we need to be reaching forth unto those things which are before, the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who are you going to share your Savior with this next year? Now, let's all stop for about 23 and a half seconds. Did a name pop in your head? I appreciate Miss Sharon. She's been mentioning on Wednesday nights prayer for unsaved loved ones. I had about six names just run through my head. People that I need to share Jesus Christ with this year. You know, those people are before me. I'm going to hopefully get to see them if the Lord tarries his coming, or if he doesn't take me on to heaven in the next day or two or week. I'm going to have an opportunity to share my faith with someone. We need to be reaching forth unto those things. You know what? I know that you've shared your faith with someone this past year. I hope you have. You had 365 days to do it. Did you get it done? If not, there's still tomorrow. It's a new year. But we need to share our faith with someone. And if you did share your faith with someone this last year, don't sit back and say, "Oh, well, I got that marked off the old bucket list. I can take 2024 off. I shared my faith with someone last year. I'm good." No, we're not good. We need to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. Share your faith with someone this next year. Secondly, we need to be reaching forth for the fruitful life. The fruitful life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, Peter writes and says this, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Take your Bibles and turn to John 15. You see what Paul is saying? He says, look, we're supposed to live a fruitful life. And as we reach forth into those things before, this next year could be a year that you allow the Lord to cultivate around your tree and to dung it and to fertilize it and to get it ready so that it bears forth much fruit. Or we talked about this in a past message, that we're going to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our branches and to purge them so that we, and prune them back so that we can bear more fruit. Listen to what he says here in John 15. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit. Here we are, 2023. Yes, Lord, I bore 3 oranges. If you're an orange tree. If you're an apple tree, I bore 3 apples, Lord. If you're a banana tree, right? I bore 3 bananas this year. I'm done. I'm good. You know what he wants to do? He wants to come in and prune your branches so that this year you can bear 6. Or 10. Or a whole bushel full. God is interested in us having a fruitful life. He says, every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. God wants us to listen. He doesn't want us to go back. He doesn't want us to be like some species of pecan trees where they bear a bumper crop 1 year and they're barren the next. That's not what God wants for us to do. He wants us to continue to put forth more fruit. What are you looking forward to? I hope you had some fruit this past 2023. Maybe, and I'm not just talking about winning people to Christ. I'm talking about gaining on your Bible reading or maybe your righteousness or whatever. Yes, Paul, as Peter said, we're adding to our faith virtue and to virtue knowledge and to knowledge temperance and to temperance patience and patience godliness. Remember, we talked about patience having a perfect work in us. All these things through the trials and temptations. You say, yes, I've laid up some treasure in heaven. I've borne some fruit for the Lord. Whatever it might be, 2023 was a good year, I hope, for you. But forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, 2024 is ahead of us. Bearing more fruit is ahead of us. Don't you want to bear more fruit than you bore this last year? All of us would like to have a little bit more in the bank this next year. All of us would like to have a little bit more in the fridge this next year. Right? Sure. Or the freezer. But listen to me. Don't we want more fruit for the Lord this next year? Or are you satisfied with what you were able to lay up in 2023? We can't live that way. He wants us to be reaching forth for the fruitful life. In Matthew chapter 7, Christ reminds us that every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. You know, there's a possibility for you as a believer in Christ to bring forth some evil fruit this year. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give in to those temptations. Don't give in to those things that the devil's trying to lure you away with, we've got to stay focused. We can't afford to fall back into the carnal nature and bear fruit of unrighteousness. We need to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and be filled with the Spirit, as the Bible tells us. We need to make sure that we're bearing not only more fruit, but the right kind of fruit as we move forward into 2024. In Matthew 13, remember the parable of the sower. And we know that the sower is the word of, the seed is the word of God. And as it's sown out into these different places, we understand something that's true. That the seed received into the good ground is the seed that's going to bear fruit. It's going to bring forth fruit, some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. But turn over to Luke chapter 8. And I want you to listen to the explanation that Luke gives when Jesus explained the parable of the sower. Beginning in verse 9 in Luke chapter 8, he said this. I thought this was interesting because it helps us understand what Paul is saying to the people in Philippi. He says about the parable of the sower, he says this, and he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. You know that sometimes you're going to get a chance to witness to people, and the devil's going to come steal the seed of the word out of their hearts. They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe and in a time of temptation fall away. You know, we're going to go after some and they're going to believe, but they're not going to stick around. Then he says this, they which fell among the thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. There's going to be some that respond that way to the seed of the word of God. And then he says this, but that on the good ground are they in which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. What do we hear in Hebrews? We're supposed to run with patience the race that is set before us. You understand that we need to look forward to and reach forward to a life of fruitfulness. A fruitful life. God wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to bring forth fruit with patience. Don't be like the one that fell among thorns and get cumbered about with the cares of this world or seeking after riches or things like that. And you don't end up bringing forth any fruit to perfection. Don't be like some when they hear the word and they have no root for a while, or they have no root and in a while they vanish away with temptation and fall to the wayside. Don't be like that. Be the one that's going to be faithful year after year, looking forward to a full fruit-bearing life with Christ. We need to make sure that we're reaching forth to the things which are before. The faith of the gospel and the fruitful life. And then lastly tonight, if you'll take your Bibles and turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Well, actually, we're going to be in Ephesians 4, 3. We are going to be in 2. Ha! We're going to be in all the chapters of Ephesians, except for 6. I think I could find one verse in chapter 6 we could work on. So point number 3 is going to be a quick study in the book of Ephesians, okay? All right. Now, as we're looking forward to 2024, we're reaching forth, as Paul said there in verse 13 of Philippians 3, reaching forth unto those things which are before. We talked about the faith of the gospel. We've talked about the fruitful life. And lastly tonight, I'd like to help you to reach forth for the fullness of Christ. Now, I've recently covered this in the messages about the church, the body of Christ. But as we look at Ephesians chapter 4 once again, I thought it appropriate that if we're going to accomplish any of this, that we've got to be full of Jesus Christ. I mentioned this before. But until we understand what it means to be filled with Jesus Christ, we're not going to accomplish very much. We may accomplish a little bit, but once we figure out what it means to be full of Jesus Christ, we can accomplish a lot. If you'll think back to how this message has gone this evening, this is the culmination of things. As we contend for the faith and as we strive to be close to Christ and to be close to the vine as a branch and to be able to bear much fruit because we are abiding in Christ, this is where we need to end up. Doesn't the Bible say to draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you? Doesn't it say we're supposed to be conformed to the image of His dear Son? Doesn't the Bible encourage us to be like Jesus? Guess what? If I'm full of Christ, what am I going to look like? Christ. If I'm full of Christ, what am I going to act like? If I'm full of Christ, what am I going to be like? Christ. Remember, they were called Christians first at Antioch, right? Because they were little Christs. They emulated, that's another good word, we're full of good words today. They emulated the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. I love when Paul says that. What does that mean to you? You have no rights of your own, right? When you're a prisoner? Yeah. He said, I'm the prisoner of the Lord. He said, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. With all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. We've read this several times these past Sunday nights. Skip down there. He says later on, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know what? That's what I'm reaching for in 2024. I'm reaching for the fullness of Christ in my life. The perfecting of Christ in me. Remember in Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I am the workmanship of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what that means? I should be full of Christ. I should be like the body is supposed to be, where it's filled and it's fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth to the effectual working in the measure of the part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. It's supposed to be perfect because the head is perfect and my body's supposed to be perfect and I'm supposed to live the life that God wants me to live and be full of Christ. Folks, let me tell you something. You may have made some progress in 2023. And that's fantastic. But guess what? None of us are done. Just like Paul said back in our text, he said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. What was Paul's focus? The Lord Jesus Christ. When he came to the end of his life, he was able to say, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. If your life ended today, tonight, before the clock strikes midnight, could you say that you finished your course? That you've kept the faith? I don't know if I could say that. I don't know if I've come to a place where I could say that just yet. I think I'd like to, but I don't know if I could. Because I know that we used to sing a song as kids, "He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be." I think he's still working on me. I have not attained, I can tell you that. But you know what? I got something to reach forward to. This next year, I can be more full of Jesus Christ than I was in 2023. I can tell you that. Or I may not be at the level I'm supposed to be at. Or I may not even be at the level that I want to be at. But I can be at a higher level this next year than I was this past year. You see, how can you do that? Well, I can follow what the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, Paul says this, For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with his might by his Spirit in the inner man. This sounds good, right? This is what we can do in 2024. Why? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I like what he says here. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And I say to that, amen. That could be our 2024. Reaching forth for the fullness of Christ. As we close tonight, I want you to think about these things. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, that we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit. How are we going to do that if we're living in fornication and uncleanness and covetousness? How are we going to do that if we're doing these things which are convenient? He says that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and of God. He says, let no man deceive you with vain words. He says, there's going to be people that sneak in and try to lure you away. But then he goes on, he says this. He says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing by and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Can I tell you something? We can be full of Christ if we'll empty ourselves of us and our sinful lusts and our own desires, and put on the mind of Christ. Put on his righteousness. Live the way he wants us to live. Remember what Paul says to the church here in Ephesians chapter 1. He says, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That's how our lives can be in this 2024. As we go back to our text, and you guys listened fantastically. I don't think I've ever finished a message at 7:31. A new year's approaching, amen. There's things to reach forth, to grab hold of. I hope that you understand. These are words of encouragement. We have had a great year. You personally may have had a great year. Your family may have had a great year. But 2024 is another year. It's another race to be run. It's another mountain to climb. It's another thing to press toward the mark for. Just because our theme is ending for this year doesn't mean it has to end for you. You can carry it on to the next year. You can press toward the mark in another race. Because we ought to be forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.